Ever since one of the first indoor shopping malls built in this country opened in Framingham, Massachusetts in 1948, changing consumer patterns and suburban development seem to have converged somewhere on the interstate just outside of town. Today, large indoor shopping malls ring not only our major cities, but its towns as well. And though New Hampshire was slow to be affected by this change in the way America shops, it is not immune to the convenience, standardization, or economic pressure malls bring.
We have seen our society evolve into a non-personal or less personal, less full-service society than we had in preceding generations. The one way we have achieved some gains in productivity is to try to minimize the cost of labor input.
Star Schlobohm is an associate professor of marketing at the Whittemore School of the University of New Hampshire and a consultant on shopping malls.
Now, if you translate this to the mall shopping experience, you're going to find more and more of those retailers in that environment have also sought to try to wring out important labor input, where we have a lot of racks that are all open to the shoppers. You can do your own selection. You can even find a room to try on a garment if you want, all without the help of a sales clerk. Typically, we could probably, in many instances, go through the shopping experience, and the first human interaction we have is when we're at a checkout location or a cashier location, and we decide to pay for the item.
Where once New England towns revolved around one or more town centers, which were agricultural villages in the 1800s, by the 1900s, those main streets were small industry and retail centers. Schlobohm says the advent of shopping malls, which came to New Hampshire in the early 70s, changes more than just the way we shop.
Well, it's become a way of life. I'm intrigued at the Mall of New Hampshire, and I'll probably misstate it, but it's something like a beautiful way to spend the day. And suddenly that's what malls have become. Rather than going downtown and sitting on a park bench and greeting your neighbors and watching the flow of ebb and flow of traffic and life before you, today we can go to a mall and we can sit next to a nice rushing water fountain or waterfalls. We can stop and have a cup of coffee. We can snack if that's our desire. We can sit on that same nice park bench now in a lovely climate control area.
Can I ask you a quick question for WEVO? Which do you like shopping at better, the main street or the malls?
I probably prefer the mall, but I don't shop the mall as often as I do Main Street because Main Street's more convenient. I live in Concord and it's not as far to go, but parking is a problem with Main Street.
That kind of ambivalence is not surprising, says Dartmouth College historian Jerry Danielle, who specializes in the history of New Hampshire towns. Malls come to towns because people want them, says Danielle. That they blight the bucolic landscape or change the quaint character of main streets is just one more of the myths about New England, a place that's never been far from the waters of commerce.
It's happening. There are reasons why it's happening. The reasons why it's happening, you know, I'd like to focus on explanation, not whether it's right or wrong or for our benefit or not. Generally, when things happen, it is because human beings are the motivators for whatever they do.
Danielle says shopping malls don't have to compete with Main Street. They can complement it by taking some of the pressure off and making them into walkable and multi-use spaces.
You go right here in Hanover and right down, it's not on Main Street, but it makes the same point, right between the Co-op food store and Hanover High School, here a set of apartments basically for people who are in their 70s and 80s. Right again, they need the walking access to facilities, you see. And use of these for governmental office space is common. You see the same kinds of things occurring all over. So what's happening is that the main street is the physical center of these communities. In many cases, we're just at the cutting edge of a wave that's going to continue for some time, will serve different kinds of roles than it did before, as the use of this central space for purely commercial, or largely commercial activity, gets there's less pressure on that because of these shopping malls. So be happy about shopping malls.
At this point, it looks as if the city planners in Concord are feeling just that way. Preliminary plans for the mall by the Homart Corporation have been greeted enthusiastically. If the rest of the process runs as smoothly, construction of Concord's first indoor shopping mall could begin by the fall. A public hearing on the subject is set for this Wednesday night in City Hall. Reporting for WEVO in Concord, this is Robbie Honig.